Welcome back to JR Morning on a Tuesday. Jason Rowe alongside me. And after more than a year of construction disruptions, Detroit's iconic Greek town, Detroit, is on the verge of a major comeback. Streets have been torn up, sidewalks narrowed, and some businesses have seen sales drop by as much as 50%. But many owners are holding on, betting that the transformation is going to pay off. With the first phase of the Monroe Street project nearing completion, there is a growing optimism that a more walkable, vibrant Greek town could soon emerge. And joining us now is Aisha Maxwell to talk about the challenges, the resilience, and what comes next. Aisha, it's nice to have you on JR Morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, you described this past year as incredibly challenging for businesses. How would you sum up what Greek town has been through over these last 13 months?
So, you know, I'd start off by first acknowledging the business impact. You know, we do recognize that this has been a really difficult stretch for businesses navigating construction, navigating reduced foot traffic and shifting access. However, at Greektown Neighborhood Partnership, our focus throughout has been making sure that businesses stay visible, accessible, and supported during each phase of construction.
Aisha, Jason Rowe, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
I moved back to Michigan 6 years ago and moved to Metro Detroit for the first time in my life, and I thought Greektown was going to be a major feature in my social life and
sure, and
didn't find it to be what I remembered, so I'm kind of glad that this is happening. What will the transformation look like when it's finished, and how much longer do you have until you've completed it and all the businesses are open and benefiting?
Yeah, so the full streetscape will be completed towards the end of the year. And we're looking at November, early part of December. And basically what we're seeing down here in Greektown right now is if you fast forward to today with this transformational project that we're leading out, is the biggest outcome and the vision for the Monroe Streetscape project is more walkability and a more pedestrian friendly corridor, so to speak.
And, you know, downtown Detroit, Aisha, has changed a lot. And, you know, areas like Capitol Park have really taken off. Is part of this project about, you know, just making sure Greektown stays competitive?
1,000%. So the goal is to really, again, shift Monroe from a car-dominated street to a pedestrian-first environment with, again, wider sidewalks, outdoor dining, and also making sure that we stay competitive with what is happening around us in downtown. Greektown is one of the most iconic districts within the downtown footprint, and I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
You know, I was in New York about 3 years ago in Little Italy and did one of those double-decker bus tours. And one of the announcement was of all the properties still on, is it Mulberry Street in Little Italy, there's only one Italian left. How many Greeks are there in Greektown today?
So we still have roughly about 6 Greek businesses within the district. And so that's a misconception. I think a lot of people tend to think that Greektown isn't Greek anymore. No, we still have a great deal of Greek businesses. We've got the iconic Pegasus. We've got the iconic Golden Fleece. We have Mati. We have the Greek, which also used to be known as Plaka. So, you know, most of that 500 blocks still holds to that resiliency of those Greek businesses.
You know, Lloyd and I were talking during the break. One thing that we miss is Trapper's Alley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we've got big plans for Trapper's Alley. We are working in partnership with Hollywood Casino to activate that space. That's also a part of the work that we're doing as a district as a whole, because ultimately, when you think about it, guys, the goal is simple. We want to create a place where people want to spend time. So aside from the restaurants, aside from the bars, we want to create an experience for people and get them really excited about Greektown again and what people remember, Trapper's Alley being one of those places and things to visit when you come to Greektown. So, you know, also our goal is very simple with this project. We want to continue to support restaurants and small businesses that make Greektown unique.
And, you know, we're hearing that some businesses saw drops of 30, even 50%, and yet no businesses have permanently closed because of this. You know, what does that say about really the resilience of this community?
1,000%. We are extremely, you know, most of the businesses that are in Greektown have been here for many, many, many moons. And it is a uniquely resilient community. Yes, again, we understand that this construction has been painful, But we surely understand that the long-term gains are going to outweigh these short-term pains. And they've been holding on, and we're almost to that finish line.
Another challenge I know you've acknowledged is the perception around safety, and especially at night. How much is that impacting foot traffic?
So, you know, we continue to focus on, you know, the safety of the district and things of that nature. I don't know right now that it's had a complete, I mean, the construction has really been the biggest impact of the district here currently. But as we move forward into this new phase or this new rebirth of Greektown, safety is at our forefront. And so as we're wanting to create this new experience for folks, we also want to make sure that folks remain safe within the district. So that's top of priority for us as the Greektown Neighborhood Partnership.
And for, you know, people listening who maybe haven't been to Greektown in a while, what would you say to invite them back right now, even before construction is fully complete?
What I would say is come down and experience it. Greektown is like something you've never seen before. It's very culturally driven. It has just this amazing vibe. You know, we did an event a few months ago with a group of influencers, and a lot of them were really, really young. Some had never been to Greektown before. And the experience that they had, they were blown away. They were blown away by the food and the way that Greektown businesses roll out the red carpet for their Patreons. It's like no other.
Aisha Maxwell, Executive Director, Greektown Neighborhood Partnership. We are looking forward to phase one, that completion. And we thank you for being here on JR Morning.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You as well. And coming up, we have that investigation for embezzlement in the state from a Whitmer chief of staff member who may have seen some things and witnessed some things. And so we're going to talk about that with Senator Jim Runstedt at 7:35 as JR Morning rolls on a Tuesday.